We're at Vav Amar Aleph, the two dots, four lines down. Zakta Hilag Gemara. Tonu Rabbanan Yore. Okay, so if you remember, we say we're gonna quote the pasuk in Kriyishma in a minute. V'nasadi Gishmechem Beitav Yore Umalkosh. Right, Yore Umalkosh. So Yore and Malkosh refer to different types of rain. So says the Gemara, Yore. Why is it called Yore? Shemore es habrios, because it warns or teaches people la'atiach gago sehen, to tar or their roofs, okay, to tar their roofs, ulahachni says peiro sehen, and to bring in the fruit that they left in the field to dry, time to bring it in, velasos kol tzarchein, and to prepare all of their needs that they need to do before the rain comes. Okay, so Yore essentially is the early rain. And once the early rain comes in the season, it begins to rain, okay, now I realize I got to fix my leaky roof. I have to bring in the fruit, you know, the raisins that I have out there drying. I got to bring those in or else they're going to get ruined. And whatever else I need to take care of, you know, fix my chariot wheels or my horse's shoes, whatever, anything I got to take care of for the rainy season, let me make sure I take care of those. I'm going down to the Bach. You look at the Bach in Oz Beis. He says, V'lasos kol tzarcheihem. Davar Acher, that's what the Dalet Aleph stands for. Yore she yoreid benachas ve'eno yoreid bezaaf. Another interpretation of Yore is that the first rain comes down like pleasantly, you know, comes down gently and not with like anger. It's not like a hard rain. It's a nice, soft, gentle rain. Davar Acher she marve es haaretz. Okay, another interpretation is that it's called Yore because it's marve, like it irrigates the land. So that's why it's called Yore. Back to the Gemara. You see when it says V'chulei in the Bach, that means time to go back to the Gemara. Okay? So back to the Gemara. I'm keeping a finger on the place in the Bach and a finger on the place in the Gemara. Here we go. Back to the Gemara. Shemar v'esaretz umashke ad tahom. So it irrigates the land, but it also, mashke is another word for irrigating. Irrigates the land ad tahom, until the depths. The depths usually refers to like the water. Now usually if you dig down, you hit water at some point. There's a water table. So that's usually what the Tehom refers to. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Tlameha rove nachas kidudeha birevivim timogigena tzimcha tivarech. You don't have to know what the whole Pasuk means. But we have this idea of rove nachas. Right? The rove, Rashi says, is like marve, that it helps the land. It irrigates the land. And it's nachas hu legidudeha, which Rashi says refers to bnei adam, people, it's good for people. Okay, davar acher, another pshat. So the Gemara now, our Gemara now has davar acher yored yoresh yored benachas v'ne yored b'saf, which the Bach already had. Okay, o eino yore. So until now, the Gemara seems to be assuming that the language of Yore is a language of something good, right? It's like a bracha. You know, it comes down gently. It irrigates the field. It's a warning sign for us that it's time to, you know, repair your roof before the rain comes. But now the Gemara questions: Oeno Yore ela shemeshir es haperos umashtiv es hazroi umashtiv es ha'ilanos. Maybe it's a negative language, right? Maybe it's something bad. Maybe the term Yore means that it's meisher es haperos, which means it rains and it knocks the fruit off of the tree. Okay, knocks the fruit off of the tree. Any remaining fruits that are still in the trees, it knocks them off. Umashtif es hazroim, and it floods the seeds. Right, we know that when you plant seeds in the field, you want to irrigate them. You don't want to flood them. Flooding them is not good. So maybe the rain will flood the seeds. We have here umashtif es ha'ilonos. The Bach says umashaber es ha'granos. Mashtif es ha'ilonos means it also floods the trees, right? You also don't want your trees to be flooded. And the language of the Bach is umashaber es ha'granos, which means that it destroys the granaries. Either way, though, the language is, we're assuming now that maybe Yore is bad stuff. Maybe it's the rain is going to cause problems and not going to do good things. So the Gemara says, Tamul Omar. No, so that's what the pasuk comes to teach me, Malkosh. Right, we have Yore and then Malkosh. Ma Malkosh livracha, af Yore livracha. Just like the term Malkosh implies bracha, implies blessing, so too, Yore also implies blessing. Okay? fine. And the reason why Rashi points out, the reason why Malkosh must mean blessing is because Malkosh refers to the later rains. The later rains there are no fruits left on the tree, so it can't be that it's knocking down the fruit. And as Rashi explains, it also doesn't. So he says it can't be. Basically, there's no fruit left on the tree, so it's not going to be causing any of those problems. So it must be something good. So just like Malkosh is good, Yoreh must also be good. Okay. So now the Gemara says, one second, but maybe there is something negative we can say about Malkosh. Okay. Asks the Gemara, O eino Malkosh eloshim mapilas habatim. But maybe Malkosh does imply something negative. Maybe it implies that it's knocking down houses. Right. It's like hurricane force winds here. And hurricane rains, and it breaks trees, and it brings locusts. Okay, so maybe that's the pshat. Okay, so why are you saying necessarily that Malkosh is something good? Maybe Malkosh is bad. We found some bad things that Malkosh can do. Tamulomar yore. So we see no, because then it says yore. My yore lebracha af Malkosh lebracha. Just like yore is bracha, so too Malkosh is bracha. Now this is a little bit circular because we just questioned yore before. So now the Gemara asks, "V'yoreh gufei minolon." So how do we know yoreh itself? How do we know that yoreh itself is a bracha? What's our objective? We need an objective source to tell us that yoreh implies bracha. So what is that? Tichsiv, u'bnei Tzion gilu v'simchu ba'Hashem Elokeichem. Right, the children of Zion, you will rejoice and be happy with Hashem your God. Ki nasan lachem es ha-moreh l'tzedakah, because Hashem gave you the moreh, which is like the language of yoreh, and that's something righteous. That's something good. V'yore lachem geshem, and rain is going to come down. Moreh u'malkosh berisho, right? Moreh and malkosh. Moreh again is yoreh. It's the same thing. And malkosh in the at first. So we see here very clearly from this pasuk that moreh, which is yoreh, is something good, something positive, because it's talking about something good with Hashem. So we have an objective source that yoreh is good. Yoreh is bracha. So once yoreh is bracha, we understand malkosh also means bracha, and that's why we can interpret both of those terms to mean something good. Zakti Gemara Vaiter. Tonu Rabbanu. Yoreh b'mar cheshvan u'malkosh b'nisan. So Gemara says Yoreh, which is the first rain, comes down in Mar Cheshvan, right, which is almost upon us, and Malkosh is in Nisan. Malkosh is the late rain that comes down in Nisan. So Gemara questions this. Atomer Yoreh b'Mar Cheshvan u'malkosh b'nisan. Is that true? O eino ela Yoreh b'Tishrei u'malkosh b'Iyar. Maybe Yoreh comes down in Tishrei, which is a month before, and Malkosh comes down in Iyar, right? Tamulomar b'Ito. So the pasuk says no b'Ito, okay, and b'Ito means that it's at the proper and the right time, and we know that the right time for the early rain is Mar Cheshvan. Tishrei is a little bit early for rain, right? As we know we said earlier in the Masechta that during Sukkot rain is a siman klala, right? We don't. Tishrei is a little bit early, and Iyar is also a little bit early for the late rain. The late rain really we want to come in Nisan time, which is the beginning of spring. Okay, so we see from the word be'ito that it must mean at their proper times, which really should be Mar Cheshvan and Nisa. So it says the Gemara, what's the language of Malkosh? So we discussed already the language of Yoreh. What about the language of Malkosh? Malkosh, Amar Rav Nehiloi Bar Idi Amar Shmuel, Davar Shemal Kashiosehen Shel Yisrael. So Malkosh, right? The language of Malkosh, Malkosh, right? So Mal is from the language of like of removing or destroying, that it brings a difficulty upon Bnei Yisrael. Okay, it brings difficulty upon Bnei Yisrael. So why does it bring difficulty upon Bnei Yisrael? Now again, Malkosh is the late rain. So Rashi explains that if it doesn't rain, right? If you don't have rain, so what happens? What do the Jews do if it doesn't rain? They do tshuva. They fast, right? No, but they fast. They daven. They give tzedakah. They do tshuva. So if it does rain, so then you're removing that tshuva element. So that's the negative aspect of Malkosh, that it removes the difficulty, Malkosh. It removes the difficulty, and that difficulty sometimes is good because it pushes people to do tshuva. Tebe Rabbi Yishmael Tada. So they learned in the basement of Rabbi Yishmael. Davar, what's Malkosh? Davar shememale tevua bekashia. The late rain helps fill the tevua in its stalks, meaning it's a good thing. It like finishes off, it helps the crops like basically finish off growing in a very positive way. It fills in the tevua in its stalks. B'masnisa tana, in a different price will be learned, davar sheyored al hamalilos v'al hakashin, that it's a rain that falls on the melilos and the kashin. The melilos, Rashi says, are the tops of the stalks that contain the grain that a person melilos. It's called melilos because a person is molel. You roll it in your fingers. Okay, so that's melilos. It's the top of the stalk that contains the grain, and the kashin is the actual stalk, like the hard stick part. That's the kashin. So once it's already grown, right, during that time of like Nisan, where the crops are already growing, and now it rains on the crops, so that's why it's called Malkosh. Okay. Zakti Gemara Vaita, Tana Rabbana. Another braisa dealing with the timing of the rain. Yoreh b'mar cheshvan u'malkosh b'nisan. As we said earlier, Yoreh falls in mar cheshvan and Malkosh in Nisan. The Gemara questions this again. Atom a Yoreh b'mar cheshvan. Is it true that Yoreh falls in mar cheshvan? Oeinu ala b'chodesh kislev. Maybe Yoreh falls during kislev. Talmud lomar b'ito Yoreh u'malkosh. So we have the word b'ito at its right time and we connect Yoreh u'malkosh. Ma malkosh b'ito af Yoreh b'ito. So just like Malkosh falls at the right time, so too Yoreh falls at the right time, and therefore the right time for Yoreh is Mar Cheshvan. Continues the Gemara. Tanya Idach, we have another braisa that says, again the timing, Yoreh b'Mar Cheshvan u'Malkosh b'Nisan, Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion, that Yoreh refers to Mar Cheshvan and Malkosh refers to Nisan. Chachamim omrim, Yoreh b'Kislev, no, Chachamim say Yoreh falls in Kislev. Man Chachamim, so who is this opinion of the Chachamim? Which Tan is this going like? Amar Rav Chista, Rav Yossi. Rav Chista says, this is the opinion of Rav Yossi. Where do we have Rav Yossi's opinion? The Tanya, the Braisa, teaches us, Ezohi Revia Rishona. What's considered the first rain? Revia Rishona. Revia is from the language of like a quarter, right? Like Revia is Arba. So it's like quarter, it's like a fourth. So the rain, you know, has basically, the rainy season has like four quarters to it. So what's the Revia Rishona? It's really thirds kind of, but it's referred to as quarters, I guess, because there are four lines, you know, there are four like demarcations, which ends up with like three time periods. So what's the Revia Rishona? What's that first time period when it rains? Ezohi Revia Rishona HaBechira. I'm sorry. Ezohi Revia Rishona. What's that first rain? HaBechira. So Bechira means the very first rain, like the Bechor. That very first rain, Bishlosha B'mar Cheshvan. That comes on the third of Mar Cheshvan, around the third of Mar Cheshvan. Beinonis, the middle rain, b'shivabo. That comes around the seventh of Mar Cheshvan. Afila, which is the late rain, b'shiva asarbo. That comes around the 17th of Mar Cheshvan. Okay, so those are the approximate dates when these rains come. Okay, that's the opinion of the Tanakama. I'm sorry, that's Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Those are not the dates. It's not the 3rd, 7th, and 17th, but rather it's a little later. B'shiva u'b'yodzayin u'b'esrim u'shlosha. It's the 7th, the 17th, and the 23rd. Okay, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. What? Well, apparently the cycles were pretty regular.
Yeah, you know, there could be enough difference that, like,
well, apparently they, I guess they were pretty regular. We're going to see what the nafkamina of this is, right? Like, who, you know, why are the Tanoim discussing what the three time periods are? We're going to see it's very important when it comes to davening for rain and fasting. This is where we get into fasting tainus, like fasting for rain. So we'll see that it's important what the dates are, you know, because you're not going to fast if the rain is not yet supposed to come. So that's what's going to be important here. Rabbi Yossi says, "B'yodzayinu be'etzim u'shlosha u'b'rosh chodesh kislev." He has even later, 17th, the 23rd, and Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Okay? That's Rabbi Yossi. He already goes, like, the last rain is as late as Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Okay? And that's, by the way, that's why we're saying that the Chachamim earlier, who said the Yoreh is in Kislev, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who says that the final rain of the Yoreh period is Kislev. Chenayi Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Eina Yechidim Mis'anim, Achi Yagir Rosh Chodesh Kislev. The Yechidim refers to these tzaddikim. They were like the Hasidim, the pious people. They would be the first ones to fast when there was a lack of rain. Those tzaddikim, these people, would not begin fasting until Rosh Chodesh Kislev, because Rosh Chodesh Kislev was like the final date of the Yoreh of this early rain. If by then rain didn't come, then the Chassidim, then the Yechidim would begin fasting. Amar Rav Chista Alocha Rabbi Yossi. Rav Chista says we pass on like Rabbi Yossi, and therefore no fasts are really going to start until Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Amemar Masnil Lahod Rav Chista Beholishna. Amemar taught this teaching of Rav Chista what Rav Chisda just said, Halacha Rabbi Yossi, he taught it in a different way, in a different language, going on something else. What was he talking about? He understood that Rav Chisda was talking about a different discussion. He was talking about a discussion about reciting the same Talumot or davening for rain. When do we begin davening for rain? So says the Gemara, you begin davening for rain, Shlosha b'mar cheshvan. The third day of Mar cheshvan, you begin saying the same Talumot or davening for rain. Rabban Gamliel Omar b'shiva, but Rabban Gamliel says no, the seventh of Mar cheshvan. Amar Rav Chisda, so this is where we have Rav Chisda coming in. Right, Amemar said, no, Rav Chisda was talking about this. Rav Chisda comes and says, Halachik Rabban Gamliel. He says, we pass on like Rabban Gamliel, that you begin as saying the same Talubatar on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan, which we already had earlier in the Gemara, if you remember. Keman Ozla Hadatanya. So who's this going like, this Brisa? Who's this Brisa going like? Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Gishamim Sheyardu Shiva Yomim Zeachar Ze. Okay, if you have rain, if you have a rain that falls 7 days straight, okay, 7 days straight, it rains. Okay, and then it rains. The way Rashi explains this is that it already rained. Okay, and then the rain stops, and now the rain starts again. It stops for 7 days. Okay, it stops for 7 days. 1 second, let me just clarify exactly what Rashi is saying here. Shiardu geshamim. Okay. Okay, right. So it rains basically, and then it stops, and then it rains for 7 days straight. Okay, so kishamim sheyardu shiva yomim zeachar ze, atamona behen revir ushona ushnia ushlishis. So if it rains for 7 days straight, basically you count that these three revias, right? The early rain, the first rain, second rain, and third rain. If it's raining for 7 days straight, that's going to be all three rains are going to be included in that one rainy period. So who's that going like? Kiman. Who's that going like? Rabbi Yossi. So that's going like Rabbi Yossi. That we had before. And Amar Rav Chisda Halachak Rabbi Yossi. So Rav Chisda said that we paskin like that Rabbi Yossi. Okay? So again, basically the nafkamina of all of this is when do you start davening for rain, when do you start fasting for the rain. So the Gemara says, I understand Bishlama Raviya Rishona Lishol. I understand that the beginning of the Raviya, the first rain, why is that important? Because that's when we begin asking for rain. That's when we begin davening and saying V'sein Talumatar. Shlishis Lihisanos. I understand the nafkamina of the final rain, the last rain, because if it hasn't rained by that last date, so then you're going to begin fasting. Right? So the first rain is for saying V'sein Talumatar. The third rain is for deciding when you're going to fast. Shnia lamai, but what's the second rain for? That middle rain, why is that important? The first one I get, the last one I get. But what's so important about that middle date, about the middle rain? Amar Rab Zeira l'nedarim. So Rab Zeira says the middle one is important for nedarim. What do you mean for nedarim? For vows. The Tnan, as the Mishnah says, and we'll just do one line on the next Amud, one and a half lines. Hanoder ad hagishamim. If a person makes a neder, and he says, right, I'm making a neder that I'm not going to benefit from a certain thing. I'm not going to benefit from my from apples. I don't want to eat it. I'm not going to eat any apples. I'm not going to benefit from apples until the rains. Ad hagishamim, until the rains. Okay? Or the Bach adds in, if he also says, ad sheyihu gishamim, until you have rains. Okay? So until that time, I make a neder. When is that? So when is the rains that now my neder is going to be up? So the Gemara says, Achatir Raviya Shnia. That's referring to the Raviya Shnia, that middle rain. Okay, when it comes to Nedarim, the rule is, Rashi points out, that we always go by the way that people speak. Right? So if I make a Neder, that I'm making a Neder, I'm not going to benefit from something until the rains. So when normal people say the rains, what do they refer to? So they refer to that second rain. So that's why the second rain is important. Okay, Chevra? We'll stop here. Let's